When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This show is a Phonic Media production.
Bust ups, romps, and marriage woes. It's not our life, but today, dear Deirdre is dead, and dear Hayley is here.
I have no idea what we're doing on this podcast.
This is going to be good fun. Hello, friend. How are you? Hope you are doing well. Thank you for those of you who are messaging on Instagram. Thank you for those of you who are messaging on YouTube and all that kind of good stuff.
And if you're not, why are you not?
Better do it, guys, or else we're going to quit on you. You know we like quitting because we quit around last time.
Sorry for the sunglasses again. So
Steve Wonder's
back in the building. We are actually recording at a separate time, but I still
have... 1 week later and you've still got a migraine.
Migraine issues. So,
there's if there's any doctors that... do doctors watch this shit? Probably not. If you are a doctor.
Lots of migraines, lots of zigzaggy in my eyes... Whether it's, I don't know, hormones,
you think it's a menopause,
diet.
Perimenopause thing,
no
don't
idea.
You?
Could be a hormone thing, diet
we
thing.
We need to get this menopause expert on then, don't we?
I know.
To get you fixed.
We do.
So, but last week, you could hardly, like two or three days, you were just like out of action, weren't you?
Yeah.
And you had the migraine last week.
Yeah.
Then it was all right.
Then I went to the Albright to do a masterclass.
And you just lose your sight, don't you?
And then, like, honestly, I it was such a great night. I left. I got on the train at like 8:30. And when I got to the station, the main train station, I looked up and it was almost like everyone's faces started going all blurry. And then I couldn't really read the sign properly. And I was like, oh my God, I'm getting a migraine. Again.
Bless you.
Anyway.
There's probably like a psychiatric nurse listening to this going, oh, that means you're becoming a psycho.
I doubt it, but okay.
Maybe.
Anyway, I'm excited.
Today on the podcast, so you're not going to have to look at the bright lights. I've made it easy for you. If you're in the UK, you might remember a lady called Dear Deirdre. Okay, now she was the, what we call like an agony aunt?
Agony aunt.
I think she still is.
For the Sun newspaper.
She was there for like 30, 40 years. And I found an article the other day, which was Dear Deirdre's favourite saucy texts letters from the noughties and the 2010s.
Oh my God, am I going to have to give my opinion?
So today, instead of Dear Deirdre, we're going to read out these letters from Sun readers, but we're going to read out their messages, and instead of Dear Deirdre giving her expert advice, we're coming to you.
Okay, can I put a disclaimer out there that this is my opinion and it's not based on any sort of like actual advice? Well, I suppose they're not actually any people, are they?
Okay. You're a woman who wears sunglasses inside on a Monday morning.
No one's taking your
advice seriously, don't worry. So, Dear Deirdre, here you go. She's been helping people with dilemmas for 40 years.
Wow, what an experience.
Yeah, but I wonder what her actual job is. There's been between 6 and 7 million letters, emails, messages and calls to Dear Deirdre's helplines. But back in the day, people actually used to send it in, didn't they? And if you've ever read the Sun newspaper, if you haven't, then fine, don't worry about it.
I love Dear Deirdre. It's the only thing I used to read.
But people used to really, really like this. Millions of people would read it every single day.
And they used to have
the really cheesy photos, do you remember, of
like a girl
on a bed, like, oh, he doesn't love me anymore. Is he gay? And with his gym bros, like hugging, like bareback
like
hugging.
Like a cartoon strip, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. But with actual people.
A girl
I went to school with used to be one of the models for it. She did Babe Station. And then she did like Dear Deirdre stuff.
But the advice is like very surface level, isn't it? I mean, you're not going to...
Well, let's find out.
We'll see.
You're calling it on there, aren't you? You versus Dear Deirdre. So...
Oh, is it a competition now?
No, it's not a competition. No. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you the question that's been sent in from a Dear Deirdre reader.
Okay.
And then I want to get your...
Okay.
Opinion.
Yeah.
And then we might actually see what Deirdre said.
My honest opinion or my sarcastic opinion?
Well, a bit of both, hopefully, because it's an entertainment podcast, right. Frankly. No one's actually tuning in. Well, I think you will be. So, but some of these things are so, they sound so ridiculous.
And what we have to remember is that someone has actually taken the time to write in to Dear Deirdre because they're like really stressed about this, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think back in the day, before like the internet, you were like, do people really have this as an issue? Are these people really out there? But now you just like, you're Google like, okay, yeah, of course they are. Right, so this is the first Dear Deirdre challenge, right?
I'm
ready?
Nervous.
Here we go. So,
oh, hello.
Dear Deirdre, or Dear Hayley, I found sexy messages on my husband's mobile phone. Things like, are you a stud muffin?
Are you a stud muffin?
Me too. That's weird. Then I found condoms. And a pair of women's panties in his pockets. I mean, panties. In fact, you're calling it panties.
Why do I have to say panties? Like, I'm already hating this.
We've been married for 4 years. 4 years? Fucking hell. I'm 36 and he's 24. Recently, my husband told me he was going to a funeral. He didn't come home afterwards. And when I called one of his friends, he told me my husband hadn't been at the funeral. Jesus.
There's so many layers.
I started checking his pockets. Then I found the messages on his mobile, the knickers and the condoms. I know he goes upstairs to make calls to women several times a week. I confront him about the panties and he said that he had set a trap for me because I keep going for his things. Classic double back. Love that.
Double back.
Double back. Of double whatever back. It's called. You know when you like,
no.
You trick someone else by tricking them.
Mm.
He's now saying marriage is not for him and he's taken off his wedding ring. For the past few months. Months. For the past few months, the only time he says he loves me is before we make love.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Ooh.
Really, you want my opinion?
Otherwise, he's cold and callous. Will it end or am I overreacting?
Fuck's sake, I just want to... I can't even beat someone on the head.
Go on.
It's not allowed. But
say you want
a
bitch slapper.
Life.
Go on.
I do.
But do you know what though?
Don't
sometimes
bitch slapping is the right words, but
people in relationships they get so sort of browbeaten down that they actually question their insanity, like, don't they?
This is what I'm saying about not take it because on a deeper level, there's obviously some serious issues in that relationship.
Yeah.
It could be that he's very controlling,
that
you know it's horrific for her and that she's in this relationship with someone who treats her poorly. But we're not going to get into that. We're going to look at the surface level. Number one, never use the word fucking panties.
No.
The fact that she's using the word panties, that he often goes upstairs and make calls,
let's just summarise the issues here. So she's found condoms and a pair of panties.
Yeah.
I mean, panties is the first issue. Oh. He went to a funeral but didn't actually go and didn't come home that night.
She's found condoms.
And she knows that he goes upstairs to make calls to women several times a week. Now, if it's like one of your mates or like you're calling your mum, that's different. But what's he going upstairs to talk about?
What I'm saying is she's already showing to me that she's the sort of person that is allowing this sort of behaviour to happen. Maybe she's okay with that.
Sure.
But then you ask yourself, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but where is that line? If she's obviously allowing him to go upstairs and make these phone calls, like maybe there's not enough boundaries in that relationship. And it sounds like she is craving that attention before they make love, when he suddenly is nice to her and says how much he loves her, but then gets nothing any else of the time.
Cold and callous.
So I would be saying, do you know what? Respect yourself more. Tell him to go fuck off. Put the panties in his mouth. Kick him in the balls.
He might like that.
He might like that. Kick him out. You're better than that.
Kick him out.
You're better than that. Yeah. 100%.
Jesus.
Okay. He's already taken off his... Oh, they're married, weren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. But he's already taken off his wedding ring. I would just be like, do you know what? Yeah, I think you're right. Let's separate and see how that goes. And as hard as it is, he's clearly showing quite a few occasions that he's not being a faithful husband. And he doesn't really care too much about her.
It does sound like that. So in summary, are you happy for this relationship to continue?
No, I don't.
Does it make you happy?
No.
Or does it make you, does it give you Hayley rage?
It gives me rage. It gives me absolute rage.
So your advice is kick him out,
Respect yourself. And if you're not liking how he's treating you, then walk away.
I like it. I've had solid advice. I'm quite proud of you. Should we find out what Deirdre said?
Yeah. Oh God.
So, Deirdre said, "You are underreacting to your husband's intolerable behaviour because you are hoping for your marriage can survive. So she's very much in line with you. Well, not in so many concise words.
She's a bit more articulate.
Your husband was young to marry and settle down, and he is still showing immaturity in how he's handling this now by trying to push the responsibility for ending the marriage on you. I think he has done that, hasn't he? Tell him he has a choice, either to make an effort to save your relationship or to leave. Shove the panties in his mouth and kick him in the balls. You couldn't make
she
it up.
She didn't say that.
Either way, make an appointment with a relationship counsellor to help you see how you can go from here.
Yeah, obviously. Seek proper advice.
This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. No mental health advice should be considered from this podcast. So, to be fair,
she
wasn't far off. You were kind of in a similar vein.
Yeah, cool.
Intolerable and underreacting. I think that is a fairly safe assessment.
Okay.
I think you've done quite well there.
I think I did.
I think you did all right.
I like this game.
Are you ready to take on the next challenge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was probably in the 80s, so we won't worry about it. They're probably over it now. In fact, we should try and find out.
It's the 2010s.
Oh.
This could be still fresh.
Well, no, the 2010s could be like
14 years ago. Maybe they're still at it. Maybe still running around. That's a weird thing, though, isn't it? What? Saying you're going to a funeral and then just not going.
Yeah, that is a bit weird.
That's a bit sinister, isn't it? Anyway, right, you ready?
No one's going to think you're like making that up, though, are they? That's a bit of a weird thing to make up.
No, I suppose not. Anyway. Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Challenge two.
The
title is Dogging Just Too Dodgy. Dear Deirdre, aka Dear Hayley, my girlfriend wants to try dogging.
Right.
She's even researched where and how. I'm 25, she's 26, and we've been together for 5 years. What I don't like with this, and maybe we can put this on the screen, is the images that go with it.
Oh, God.
It's like a hand in a sweaty car.
Like a sweaty hand in a... That's like... you know, like the scene in Titanic? It's like the... I mean, it looks like mutated hands there. I don't even know what's going on. We'll put that on a screenshot.
This all started after the attention over the Stan Collymore incident. She found a nearby dogging location on the internet. I consider myself good looking and well endowed. I don't really fancy the idea of someone else watching or joining in. How could I persuade her to forget it?
Wow, that's...
Why on earth would you... This Stan... I mean, being inspired to do anything from Stan Collymore seems a weird move.
Do you know what? The only thing
he's got questionable morals at the best of times.
She's obviously... They're young, right?
Yeah.
And maybe she's feeling like she just wants to experiment.
Yeah.
But he might not feel comfortable with that. So I think they need to have a honest conversation.
Is your answer going to be honest conversation to everything, pretty much?
What was it last time? Was bitch slap put knickers in his mouth and kick him in the balls?
Oh,
that wasn't
true.
Having an honest conversation, was it?
No, fine.
Don't like the term bitch slap, sorry. and this one, I'm saying, what I mean is, like, they're in a couple. They've been together for 5 years, right? Yeah. And it could just be that she's seen it and thought, well, that could be fun. It's not necessarily saying that she's trying to bring anyone else in or she's not happy. It could just be experimenting.
She's fucking researched the area. She knows where she's going.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite extreme.
She's going down the A45 in a fucking hard shoulder.
But he needs to speak to her about that. And then if it got to the point where she was so determined and he was really uncomfortable with it, then that probably says a bit more about their relationship.
Well, he's already uncomfortable about it.
But he hasn't told her, has he? If he tells her and says, actually, I don't want to go dogging. I don't want people to be watching me through the car. And she goes, okay, sorry, I just thought it'd be fun. Yeah, no worries. Then it doesn't matter, does it? If she goes, I've researched now and I've got like a specific spot. I know where I'm going.
I remember when you started talking about dogging and you were like, I've researched it.
Yeah.
And you were up the tree already with your knickers hanging down. I was like, come, get down, your panties.
There's something wrong in that.
Climb down from the tree.
Because if you think I could ever climb a fucking tree.
But your biggest issue with that comment is that you climbing a tree.
I could never climb a tree. To get that done.
If you would like.
I would never ever be able to climb a tree. Put my knickers down.
Questionable spell. Sometimes it's almost more difficult to get you to climb a tree or get your pants down. If you'd like to see Hayley climb a tree, just text the word tree. Just DM the word tree.
Tree.
And we'll get her to climb a tree.
I mean, we have got a tree in our back garden and I could probably do that one. It's quite small.
Yeah. Oh, that's quite funny. So you reckon...
Don't DM me tree.
Communication.
I think it's communicate. I think she maybe is just at a point where she wants a bit of experimental fun.
So what alternative could you give them? If she wants the experimental fun, but this is a step too far, what else could they do?
Maybe they could try new things in the bedroom. Who knows?
Ooh.
Yeah.
What, though?
Are you what's trying
gonna,
to get ideas?
What's going to give her the thrill of...
I don't know.
Of some dodgy old guy sticking his knob for a friend.
I don't know. I'm not the oracle of, like, I don't know. They could, I don't know, film it? I don't know.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, is that what she said?
I don't know. I've not looked at it yet. You ready?
Yeah.
Should we find out what Deirdre said?
Yeah.
So Deirdre said, tell your girlfriend that dogging is risky and sordid. It might sound fun on the internet, but think of the reality of seedy couples in cars.
Imagine if your neighbour's there, like, walking the dog, like, hello.
Hey, Jean.
Hi, Mary.
Jean.
Jean, is it?
Oh, Jean. Look, I'm sorry, my cock and balls are out, Jean. Jean, I'm so sorry. Send my love to Bill. No, that's Hayley's ass out the window. She's got a panty. No, she's up a tree. anyway, so she says... Oh, it dogging tends to appeal to people who are too emotionally damaged to enjoy normal, loving sex.
Oh.
There you go.
If she wants
to, here you go. If she wants to spice up your sex life, there are lots of variations you two can try. My latest e-leaflet, 50 Ways to Add Fun to Sex, explains more.
Get the e-leaflet. Get the e-leaflet.
She's not even hyperlinked here. That is lazy blogging.
Link.
Lazy blogging.
God, you got us all excited about a free e-leaflet.
Yeah,
he hasn't even put the link in.
He might be so hyped. He's holding it in one hand. He hasn't even got a hand free to go scrolling around the internet. I think you've done quite well there.
Thank you.
I think you've done well. Right, in answer though, based on that relationship, based on the information, are you happy?
I'm happy.
For them to continue the relationship? Does it give you Hayley rage?
I'm happy.
You happy? As long as they sit down and have an honest conversation.
Honest conversation.
About
dogging.
Dodgy dogging.
Dodgy dogging.
Okay, right.
I just hit the mic, sorry.
Let's see how we get on. Oh, this is, okay, a minute ago you mentioned something.
A minute ago,
and this might come full circle. Can't really? Say come full circle, given this conversation today. Right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Dear Deirdre, aka dear Hayley. this one is titled Caught on Camera.
Oh my God.
Sexually, my boyfriend and I like to be adventurous. We're both 23 and we filmed ourselves on our parents' video camera. I mean, what? Fuck me. You can already see where this is
going. When was this made? When was this written?
Oh, yeah. Video. Who has a video camera these days? This is an email from 1986.
It's got to be, hasn't it? It's got to be a lot older.
It's the noughties and the tens.
Oh.
People say, we've got video cameras. Imagine what our boys would see if they scrolled through that.
No, but surely... As if.
Just you being rude.
Surely they would have had a phone, but no, maybe not. Okay.
Anyway, that's really not the point of like how they're capturing the adventurous
set. Why are you borrowing your parents' camera?
Anyway, they had recorded his graduation and later took what they thought was their tape to their relatives.
Oh.
But it was our video.
Shut up.
We rushed to the relatives, but it was too late. I was already spread eagle across the 60-inch widescreen. No. As I walked in, his auntie shouted, "The eagle has landed!" His mother disproved. We rushed to his relatives, but it was too late.
Right.
So they've taken the wrong video. They've basically gone, "Oh, look, our son, Jimmy's graduated. Have a look, we're so proud of him. Here is him in his cap and gown." Oh, no, it's not. It's Chloe's flaps.
Right.
We rushed to the relatives, but it was too late. His mother, who disproves of sex before marriage, called me terrible names. Like Slutty McSlut Slut and Vagabond Flappy Flaps. How do I win his parents round? So basically, they've had a bit on a camera. They've got caught. The relatives have taken. I mean, it sounds like sun bullshit to me. I'll be honest.
I've got to be honest. It sounds like a load of BS.
But.
Because you're thinking.
In that instance, what are you doing?
Using your parents' camera. If you've done that on your parents' camera, that video itself, you ain't going to just be like accidentally leaving that in the camera, are you? Oh, you're not going to accidentally label it like graduation, are you? You're going to put it somewhere that someone's not
graduated something.
So I feel like the series of events, the fact that it couldn't be stopped.
Seems unlikely.
But
give the solution. Let's say someone out there, somewhere about there.
Number one, did they watch it? Because if they carried on watching it, like, that's just wrong on them.
Well, they probably didn't, did they? They probably went, oh, here's the graduation. Oh,
Oh! My eyes!
What's that? Hitting her in the face. Jimmy?
I think it's almost like you've just got to have a real honest conversation with the boyfriend and her and the parents and say, look, we're really sorry that you found that. However, like, we are in a committed relationship. We do have sex. We're sorry that that goes against your beliefs. But, you know, we're like, and almost just be honest and just say, we're in a relationship and we do have sex, but we love each other and we're really committed. We're sorry for any offence. It obviously wasn't meant to see that. And I think, honesty, do you know what I mean by that? Like, but you can't deny it. You know what I mean? I'm fucking senior getting Roger in by your boyfriend. Do you know what I mean? So I think you've just got to be like,
I didn't try to deny it. That wasn't me.
Well, because if you ignore it, which obviously you'd want to do, you just want to, oh my God, like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. It's not going to resolve the situation, is it? But I'm saying that now at 41 or whatever I am. I think if I was back then, would I have
23.
Sat down with the parents and gone, look, the thing is, we're in a really committed relationship and
you'd probably tell the boyfriend to like have that
conversation. It's easy for me to say it now. But yeah, to have a conversation of like, yes, obviously that's mortifying that you've seen that. However, we want you to be assured that we are in a very committed relationship. And even though you may not have the same beliefs as us, we like to have sex before marriage.
Wow. You are very, very...
Maybe this is the new column for me. If anyone wants me to be like an agony aunt on a column, I've got no experience whatsoever. Come then, what's Dear Deirdre say?
Deirdre is... She's in line with you. So she said... They should be more... Deirdre says, they should be more receptive. Oh, note from Deirdre. Do you remember camcorders? Yes. They should be more receptive to an abject apology once they have cooled down. You're adults and did nothing wrong. Nothing you believe to be wrong. But write them a note. There you go.
Oh, nice.
Saying how horrified you were to have put them in an awkward situation and give them a big bunch of flowers. Ask your boyfriend to say sorry too. Watch out that as the woman, you're not copping all the blame 100%. Because of double standards.
Yeah, 100%. Stand by that.
Do you?
That's what I was thinking as well. Like, it's not all on her, is it?
No. Maybe it was all on her, and that's what I didn't like.
Oh, God.
High five me, that was so good. God. Come on now.
Ow, why'd you have to do
it? Come on now.
I fucking hate that. You know, like when you say to the kids, high five?
Yeah.
And then they take a fucking run up. Like, they're going to, like, whack you so hard. Why do you say, no, George, you don't have to hit me that hard. You just tap, and he's going, no.
Because it's the noise of a high five. I'm sorry, I didn't realise. I respect you and your feelings. No, don't touch me, it's horrible. So again, I think you're pretty in line. I think you could do this.
I'm so good.
If you'd like a regular Dear Hayley section, let us know.
Yeah, well, if you actually talk to us
DM,
and write in.
DM Dear.
It doesn't have to be
not like the animal.
About dogging. It could just be about business, life, anything.
Or dogging. Hayley's got all the answers, it would
appear.
It
could be anything. It could be... a parenting, anything. Ask us a question. I'd love that. I'd love a little.
Right, one final one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. So, Dear Deirdre, aka Dear Hayley, I have been having sex with a hot trainer at the gym, and now my husband says he can never trust me again.
Oh, well, okay. That's a good turn.
We've been married for 10 years and we have 2 children. I'm 36 and my husband is 40. I put on weight, so I join a gym. I go every day after work. Meanwhile, my husband did everything for the kids. She sounded like a right bitch, didn't she? A new trainer started at the gym. He's 25 and, of course, fit. We were alone in the studio one night. We kissed. We couldn't keep our hands off each other and we had amazing sex. I started getting home even later, going to the gym, then meeting my lover for sex.
Oh, God.
That's 2 things in one evening. That's a bit fucking much, isn't it? You could do the same thing at the same time.
When you're eating your dinner. What are you eating your dinner?
The husband's probably making it.
Fucking
and he's on the
hell.
Side, warming it up for when she gets in. He's going, sorry, having sloppy seconds.
Oh, here
little
goes.
Does he know.
Here's your dinner.
How sloppy. Put the kids to bed. Made you dinner. Absolutely. My husband followed me one night and banged on my lover's doors. Oi, oi. Sounds like the doggy one again. Afterwards, I told my husband I was craving attention. He looked shocked and said, you never hear. For what? You'll never hear from me to give you attention. It's true. When is she there?
Yeah.
Why did I need to go off with this guy? My husband puts me and the kids before himself. I love him dearly. I don't want this to be the end. What should I do?
Like, there's a lot of layers there. So she's saying, oh, my husband puts me and the kids before herself, which in most people you'd be like, what a lovely guy. But that screams to me that she's feeling like he's almost like emasculated, like he's not standing up for himself, being this like big strong man. He's almost like taking care of like the home, the kids and all that, which is absolutely amazing. But she's obviously, I'm sensing that she might be one of them people that wants like, I want a man, I want him to come and like rip my clothes off. Like, and the reality is, love, come on, you've got two kids, you know, life changes. So her saying, why did I need to sleep with this guy at the gym? Well, you didn't need to. No one made you.
So oh, like, yeah, take that. I mean? Yeah, put that
no,
in.
No one made you.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel like
put it in, slotted in, did
having
they?
A bit of a cake and eating it. And now he's found out. It's like, oh, I mean, why did I need to do this? You didn't. I think you probably just saw an opportunity of something that happened. And then you're getting a bit carried away. Maybe a bit of a midlife crisis effect.
Shouldn't you have 36?
Yeah. But you've got two kids, you're with the same guy, like she might be feeling a bit like, oh, it's like
she
routine.
Yeah, okay.
And then all of a sudden this person comes along and it's like, oh, this is fun. And then it becomes obsessive, doesn't it? Because she's there every night, she's not at home, she's not having time with the kids, with the husband. Then she'll be like, well, he makes no time for me. Well, it's because you're not there.
You're out dicking your trainer.
So I think it comes down to her. Is she unhappy? Why is she unhappy? Is it about herself?
You're
is there
taking
something
this role
in
very
their relationship? I feel like he's getting made to be like the bad guy as if like he hasn't been there for her. But actually, I reckon it's all about her and it's something going on with her internally that she's not happy with.
Wow, you're taking
she
this very seriously. Hayley, based on what you know, are
that
was
good, right?
Are you Hayley happy for this relationship to carry on? Or have you got Hayley rage?
I think.
Could you go to a gig with this sort of music?
No.
Oh, man.
I would just hate it.
Quite like it, though.
A bit of rock, but not this. What's this, like heavy metal or some shit?
Yeah, it's like metal, yeah.
I think. I'd like to think that they could work it out.
We can work it out.
We can work it out. Life is very...
Yeah, you do hear of people like being able to come back from the brink, don't you?
Come back from the brink. What
oh,
is
God,
that?
God.
I think they just need to sort it out. I think she's just a bit lost and a bit unhappy in herself and someone showed her a bit of attention. I think she does love her husband and her children. And I think they can sort it out.
Oh, let's hope they can.
Let's hope they can.
Should we find out what Deirdre said?
Let's find out.
Deirdre
Lock it
said,
in.
He's bound to feel hurt. If you were feeling unhappy, you should have told your husband. Mm. You could have tackled this together. Tell your husband again how sorry you are and ask him to give you another chance. Tell him your commitment is 100% to him. My e-leaflet cheating, can you get over it? It'll be give you the best chance to get back.
What?
It's another fucking e-leaflet.
Come on. Is there a hyperlink?
Absolutely not a hyperlink.
Fucking hell.
Missed opportunity. So basically say sorry and say you're 100% committed.
Yeah,
I think your advice was better.
I think that was a bit poor.
I think your advice...
It's about her because you can't just skirt around the issue. There's obviously something. There's obviously a reason.
Skirt around the issue. It sounds like the skirt was the issue. Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
But we see it now, don't we? This midlife age, I can see it now. I see it left, right and centre. All these people having it. Yeah.
Who?
Well, I'm not going to say names, but we've seen it.
Say it offline.
No.
We
know of situations where, you know, relationships have changed or people sort of get to this age and go, what is it all about?
We're in a weird place though, aren't we? Because we've got...
We're just so happy.
Just stop touching me with your cold hands. But our friends, most of our friendship group are in solid, committed relationships, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
We haven't really had that whole...
Why are you flaring your nostrils?
Awkward
you look
thing.
Really like, you're like... Look,
I might my nostrils, because I want everyone to see my nostrils, because I went to the hairdressers and
they're
Turkish barbers and they've got the wax things up your nose. I was like, do you know what? I think I'm at the age where I need to have, I was like, can I have the wax thing today?
It actually looks so much better though.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. And he come home and he just went, I've had my nostrils waxed. I
feel amazing though.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks for that.
The guy pulled out so much hair and you'd be more aerodynamic for your marathon training on Saturday. It's amazing. It feels it's horrible, but brilliant. All at the same time.
I can see right up there.
It's good though, isn't it?
Lovely.
Do you want to do one more?
Go then.
This one is less relationship based, but this is more. Yes, yeah. You'll find out. It's not sexy actually. Hang on, we'll have to use this one. So, dear Deirdre, I got horribly drunk at an old school pal's wedding last month and I had a bust up over Brexit with his father-in-law. My wife says I need to apologise to the whole family. I'm 31. The bride's father was talking loudly at the bar about his views on Brexit. Having made good use of the free bar, I shouldered my way into the group and I told him he was stupid. The people he was talking to tried to intervene, but I got worse and swore, apparently. People tried to shush me because there were children around. I apologised to my friend, but what about to my friends? But what about my mate, his bride, and her parents? Oh yeah, because it's not even his mate, is it? It's not even his mate's dad. It's his father-in-law.
Just, you know, that is one of those seriously, seriously awkward situations where there's probably way too much alcohol involved. Mm. But ultimately, it's their wedding, and you've basically caused an issue with the bride's father. It's a bit of a faux pas, isn't it?
So
I think you're just going to have to go and sort of apologise with your tail between your leg and just say, yeah, really.
Leg,
really
singular leg.
Leg. Tail between your leg.
Legs.
Legs.
Yeah, tail between your legs.
That's what I said,
legs.
Didn't I? I said leg. Got one leg.
You got legless. Oh, I see what you've done there. Very good.
I just think, yeah, you've just got a bit of grovelling. And just say, I'm so sorry.
Do you know
that's
what I think
really
is underrated these days, though? And dear Deirdre mentioned it earlier.
What?
Write a note.
Yeah.
I think actually because...
Should we write a note to one another?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we write a love note?
Do you know...
But actually, no one bothers to spend the time to write a note. And a text message is so quick to...
I'm really sad that I keep most cards that we've written to each other. I don't know why, because they're all pretty much the same. But there was this theme of like every card
I love you, this year's our year.
This is our year. This is our year.
You've come back
and
to 2006.
I mean, is this our year, is it? And now we're like, no. This is definitely our year. Anyway, with that, I think you've just got to go back and just say, look, I'm really sorry.
I'd write a note.
I respect your opinion.
I respect your right to an opinion.
I think a note would be very powerful there, actually.
Yeah.
But then you'd have to go to your mate and be like, I'm so sorry. Like, I got well carried away.
Yeah.
And he should apologise to the girlfriend as well. Or the wife.
The wife now.
The wife.
Isn't it interesting how people's, like you could, because people have got different opinions on things like, they say don't ever talk about money, religion or politics.
Politics, yeah.
And isn't it amazing how you can have differing opinions with someone, but that can make you completely change your viewpoint on a person.
Yeah.
So I've got loads of mates who are like Labour voters or Lib Dems or Conservatives or whatever they are. And just because they vote for a different colour, I'm like... But that doesn't change. I don't have to agree with you to like you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to like your opinion to like you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's like hate-filled, like an Andrew Tate kind of vibe, where I'm like, actually, you're just a misogynistic prick. Like that. In that instance, then, like, okay, I can't get on board with it.
Yeah.
But people's rights to...
Just take my stance and just don't talk about anything. I don't really know anything about politics. I get all my information normally from my mate Gary, and that's about it.
Yeah, you get one side of the narrative.
One side, yeah.
narrative from Gary. Well, I think I've got to be honest there, Hayley.
What did you say?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. She said, it's not sexy, is it? Sorry about that. Definitely not sexy. She said, in fact, you know what? She's happy. She said, try to find out the home address of the bride's parents. You have some mutual connections if you think hard enough. Send the bride's mother a big bunch of flowers and a note saying you are so sorry and you hope it didn't spoil her daughter's big day.
I bet the old man
wasn't totally sober either.
Mm.
Hang on a second, though.
What?
What's it got to do with the mum? He's not significant to the mum.
Because we all know that the mum will then have a little... be the one that says to the dad, look, don't worry, just leave it. You was all a bit drunk. Yeah, I get it.
I'll go to the dad first.
No.
Right, I'm going to offend a load of people.
If I could tell you the amount of situations that me personally has been brought in to sort of like make sure that everyone takes the news a certain way. Like, it's just some people are just better at that.
Yeah, but I think that's because you put yourself in that situation.
Is it?
Yes. Well, I've got to be honest. I think you've done quite well there.
Okay. So, guys, if you've got a question for Dear Hayley, it could be about business, about your life. It could be about your relationship.
New section of the show.
It could be about parenting. Anything. Send it in. It could be a voice note, it could be a text, whatever. You can send it on Instagram at Business Marriage Pod. You can email us.
Hello at businessmarriagepod.com. However you... And don't forget, if you are online, if you'd like to see Hayley climb a tree, just DM the word tree.
No, we're not climbing a tree.
DM the word tree and Hayley will climb a tree. She will ascend to the top of the pine in our garden.
I'm not going to...
That tree's fucking massive.
That fucking... Not climbing that tree.
That used to be a Christmas tree, that was, from like 1976.
Wow,
I got told.
That got big.
It did, didn't it? Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Dear Hayley, I'm really surprised. You're very articulate in your consideration of other people. Well done, you.
It's a skill.
If you've got a challenge, yo, Hayley can solve it.
Yo.
DM. Yeah. If got a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out. Ice, baby. Anyway, bye.
Bye.
This show is a Phonic Media production.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.